What is up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets episode 64. Today's episode is how to adapt to the algorithm changes. So I know this is definitely a topic that you guys want to learn about because my previous episode that talked about the algorithm got a lot of play. So I know that you guys want to listen to these, and I might mention a few actual changes, but more so today's episode is I'm going to teach you three strategies on how to algorithm proof yourself, as well as know what to do whenever something happens. All right. I really want to equip you guys with the knowledge to be able to respond and, adapt to these algorithm changes as much as you can on your own. Of course, I'll be here for you and keep following, and I will announce any kind of major updates that happen along the way through here or my Facebook group or on Instagram. So I'll do my best to alert you guys. Most of them are just theories anyways, but I will be sharing my two cents. This is going to be an episode that I hope will help you guys out, because these three things will algorithm proof you as much as three things can. So before we get into that, I do have an exciting announcement though. My Instagram masterclass is finally done, is finally up and ready. Of course, now that it's done, I'm already thinking of ways that I want to change it. But don't worry, it would not really be to the content of the material. It'd be like little cuts and things like that. Nothing that would actually change the webinar, just me trying to be a perfectionist of my own work here. It's hard to ever be fully content with it. But it's out. You can go to igmsecrets.com/masterclass. The goal of this 1 hour presentation is to turn someone at any level into a pro Instagram marketer as quick as I could, you know. And it turns out that had to be an hour. Like, I recorded probably about 2 hours worth of material, and then I was just cutting it. That was part of what took me so long, was just getting it down to an hour, because I know it's hard to come up with more time than that. Well, Netflix probably doesn't find it hard to take your attention for 2 hours, but I know I would be able, it would be hard for me to take your attention for 2 hours, even though it would be you learning things for your business. But I just cut out all redundancy and I trimmed it down to an hour. So it's packed with a bunch of content and value and things, not just how to gain followers, but how to get sales and things about the algorithm as well to fully understand it. But a lot of the things that are going to be in this webinar are things that are very hard for me to talk about on the podcast without a visual aid. So I think you guys will get a lot of value out of this that I otherwise wouldn't be able to provide to you just on this show alone. So again, igmsecrets.com/masterclass, my 1 hour free webinar. Even if you just go to igmsecrets.com too, it should take you there. So enjoy, guys. Can't wait to hear your feedback on that. But before we get into today's episode and the three ways on how to algorithm proof yourself, just a quick word from my sponsor. All right, so let's go into the three tips here. The first one is going to be how to actually respond to algorithm changes correctly. Because you got to realize, whenever we see that our results aren't doing as well, we don't get as much reach as we typically do, or our hashtags don't work as well as they typically do, our first reaction a lot of times is, oh no, the algorithm changes. And you guys who have been following me for a while know that I'm always going to say, make sure you blame yourself or your content or the hashtags or your posting strategies long before you blame the algorithm, because it really doesn't change as much as most of us think. On top of that, the algorithm doesn't really change as much as it just gets more competitive. All right. The algorithm is essentially looking for one thing. The Instagram algorithm is one that is on the search for the best, most relevant content. That's all you really need to know about it. Apart from that, nothing happens with the algorithm that it's like, oh, it changed. Like, it wants bad content now. Everyone put out bad, blurry content. It's what the algorithm changed to. All it is that it gets more competitive. it gets harder for hashtags to rank. It gets harder to get on the explore page. And that's what happens over time. And that's always going to happen. And that's all you really need to know about the algorithm. Honestly, you don't need to like keep up with like, oh, there's a new update, because the updates that happen rarely change strategies. The recent updates, or not even recent, but ones that actually change strategies that have happened, would be like when new features come out, like IGTV or whatever they come out with. Instagram usually does favor people who are using their new features. So that's the easiest way to get it just introduced to everyone, is let that content get by. That's something that, you know, is theorized, at least, that using their new features might help you out a little bit. But at the end of the day, what's really happening is it's just on the search for better and better content. And as it goes on, it gets more competitive, but you respond the same way, which you don't react and ever say, oh no, guys, the algorithm is affecting me. Because something you need to understand is when the algorithm changes, aka gets more competitive, it always affects everyone the exact same way. So it's very important that you understand that you can't complain when the algorithm changes, okay? It's banned in my group, and it should be banned in most Facebook groups, of people just saying, oh no, my hashtags are down, what's going on? Because you have to understand that you can't be helped, possibly, when you ask things like that, because it literally affected everyone the same way, and the answer is always going to be, oh dang, I guess it got more competitive and needs you to put out better content. Or it could just be a random reason. It's totally normal to just get way less likes on a photo sometimes. Let me let you guys know that. And the thing is, I've never even thought it was weird. You guys really freak out sometimes when you're like, oh my God, my last post, it only got this many likes. And it's like, if it's been like this for like 3 weeks in a row and you still can't get your post to get their normal amount of likes, then yeah, we have something to look into. But if you have one post that doesn't go as well as you planned, never freak out. It is rarely going to be an issue once you do your next post. Because sometimes, guys, you can even do what you feel like is a good piece of content. You spend a lot of time on the caption. You think that it shows signs and patterns of all of these things with your content that have been successful in the past. So everything's lining up with it doing well. You post it at your best posting time and it still just doesn't get that many likes, even though you did your hashtags great. And even if you get bad results, it doesn't mean you did something wrong. I know that sounds weird. And yes, you should always, you know, blame yourself and think, what can I do better here? But sometimes it just doesn't work for whatever reason. Like a random reason could be that when people are scrolling down the Instagram feed, they are naturally going to compare every post to the last post that they saw. So if maybe they saw an amazing piece of content right before yours, then that one time they didn't actually like your photo, where they would have liked it if it was next to a different piece of content, which you have no control over, so you should never complain about it. And that's something that I know, like I really try to hit home with you guys on this. And those of you who are complaining hate to hear this, but at the same time, the whole goal of this podcast is for me to actually get you guys results. And sometimes I have to, you know, bust your chops a little bit. And I will tell you that if you are complaining, that severely limits your ability to be successful. Because one, complaining is essentially just blaming something other than yourself, which is recipe to not improving. Okay, it's the same thing as when someone says, take full responsibility for your life, or everything around you is a direct reflection of your thoughts and actions and things like that. It's all true. I know they're cliches, but you have to realize that there's millions of successful accounts on Instagram. So thinking that, oh, well, it doesn't work for me, that is going to keep you out of the game permanently. those thoughts will keep you down and out and not able to find success at whatever you do. So you're not allowed to talk like that if you listen to this podcast. There are ways to be successful. The algorithm is not out to get you. Instagram is not out to get you. Whenever something happens, it happens the same to every account. And that's why I always say, when the algorithm changes, it benefits those who adapt the quickest. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys of a story of last week where I had every right to freak out about my situation, but I didn't, because that would be very hypocritical of me, because I give you guys crap if you freak out. It is totally okay to post in my Facebook group or to ask me questions like, hey, my reach is down, I can't figure it out. But I'm going to talk you through my thought process where I did a post that I thought was going to go viral. And normally I get over 30,000 impressions from hashtags. And this one, after 5 hours of being live, had 6 hashtag impressions. And I did not know what was going on. So let me walk you through the process so that when something like this happens to you, you can respond correctly rather than going into a Facebook group and saying, oh my God, guys, my reach is down. What gives? And expecting people to be able to give you a possible answer without also sharing your account or what strategies you've been doing recently. Because guys, it would basically be me like asking, hey, how do I make money online nowadays? Like, that is a 50-hour question. Like, it has a 50-hour answer. General questions never have answers. They never have good answers, at least. If you ask, like, how do you grow on Instagram? You're going to get, like, oh, post consistently and find your brand. Like, you're going to get such a basic answer. But really, like, if it was that easy, guys, everyone would be an Instagram influencer. So yes, if you actually want to be successful at Instagram, you do need to be committed to the process. You do need to do things like attend my 1-hour Instagram masterclass and stay to the end and have notes with you and take notes and keep listening to the podcast and keep putting in the hours and keep putting in the actions. And it's going to be a lot of trial and error before it works for you. And you have to know that it's going to work as long as you stay patient and as long as you stop complaining about literally whatever happens. Okay, so here's how that story played out. I did my post. I was very selective with what I was going to do. I thought it was a great piece of content, good posting time, did it. The last post before it got about 2,000 likes. And guys, like I said, the range should be ridiculous. Okay, my range of likes is between 800 and 15,000. Okay, that's the range of likes that I get from my main account right now, which has 41,000 followers. I get between 900 and 15,000 likes. So if you're normally getting 150 and then you have a post that gets 48, did anything weird happen? No, not at all. Sometimes that just happens. Okay, you would have to have like 10 posts in a row not go well before you actually have a problem to look into. One post or two posts not going well, you don't have a problem yet. You need to realize that, because you usually just need to post again and just realize that sometimes it's a fluke. Sometimes you do everything right, or you think you do, and it just doesn't work. And that is totally fine. Okay, it is totally fine that sometimes your post doesn't go as well as you think. But here's what I did. I went in and I said, okay, first thing I'm going to check is banned hashtags. So I clicked on every hashtag individually to see if any of them were banned. Even though I had checked these tags in the past, I wanted to check them again just to make sure one of them hadn't gone banned in between. So none of them were banned. So I looked back, I looked at the content, I looked at like when I posted it, I looked at like if I was getting comments on it, I looked at the caption and I read it as if I was one of my followers. Everything checked out good enough that I was like, all right, it's similar enough to my old content that the fact that this is at like 300 likes after 5 hours and 6 hashtag impressions compared to the one before it, you know, getting like 20 or 30,000 hashtag impressions. I'm not sure what happened here, but I really wanted to post that piece of content. I'm not saying do this, but I did try it just to see if it would work. I deleted that piece of content after like copying the entire caption, as well as the hashtags. I reposted it And then I changed up about three or four hashtags and saw if that worked. And no, it didn't. After about 5 hours, it had like 35 hashtag impressions. So I was curious. I didn't know why it wasn't working. I tried posting it on my story as well, the second go around, like new post, like that kind of deal, like we talk about in the engagement hack episode of cross promoting, and see if that could give it a little boost, which, you know, helped a little bit. So I did a few things better. I did a lot of the posting strategies that are in my viral posting guide, which I'll link in the description if you guys don't have it yet. And yeah, after about 5 hours, it was still like 35 hashtag impressions. So I decided, okay, I'm about to hit another one of my typically pretty good posting times around noon. I'm going to select what I feel is my best piece of content and post again. Because the main way to fix your engagement, guys, is to just make sure your next post gets as many likes as you can get it. Okay. That's the number one way to fix engagement. Just like, don't let your next post suck. Okay. If your engagement is going down and then your next post sucks after that, you're going to keep going downwards. So the quickest way to fix engagement is to just have your next post get as many likes as you possibly can. So, you know, I looked at my past track record of successful content, picked that out, looked at what I felt was my most, successful caption, I modeled off of what had previously worked for me. I selected a piece of content that had already gone viral too, because this is an account that I do a lot of reposting, you know, did an original caption, hashtagged it as well as I could, and posted it. And after about 3 hours, it had like four hashtag impressions. And I was like, uh-oh, what's going on? Like, I'm actually one of the people that I make fun of here that complain about their hashtags not working. But I still was like, I'm not going to go complain about it because that won't do anything for me or for anyone. That's the thing, guys. You got to realize, like, no one wants to hear complaining, even though everyone likes to think that their problem is special. And this is just me giving you some real life advice here. You have to realize that the world doesn't care about your problems. And it's very important to realize this, because then it doesn't make you try to inconvenience them with it. Because when they try to inconvenience you with their problems, you also are like, all right, shut up, listen to mine, right? Everyone in the world is kind of like competing like, I want to tell you about my problems. Like, that's a very basic level, high school level conversation where the two kids are just basically like, wait, let me tell you about why my life is hard, right? My life is really hard because my mom, you know, wouldn't let me play video games longer than 3 hours. Like, they just want to complain about something. And that's the equivalent of it. It's a very high school mentality thing to think that, oh, I should probably let the world know of my problem because they probably care about it. It's not that the world doesn't want to help you, but if you tell the world, if you try to come across from a pity standpoint, like, I'm desperate, oh my God, crying emoji, slap to the face emoji, like, just like, oh my God, the world is caving down on me, my Instagram following's not growing, someone help. If you talk like that,
did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
People naturally don't want to help you because it's the same thing when people say that to you. So you have to realize that. Just say, hey guys, I've noticed that my reach is down recently. I wondered if someone could look into it. This is what I've been doing. Here's the hashtags. Here's the account if you guys want to check it out. Hey, thanks so much in advance. Okay, that is a proper post. If you want help in my Facebook group or somewhere else in a Facebook group, just say, just don't freak out. Okay, don't freak out, because it makes people like, oh, should I freak out too? Okay, it would be like if you were like a school principal and there's a tornado and you're just like, tornado warning. Like if you went on the mic and you like freaked everyone out, just like chill out. Okay, just chill out and just be like, hey guys, there's a tornado. But you know, just chill is the main tip that I want to get across here whenever things are not happening. But back to my story. Sorry, I get off on tangents. That actually happened, by the way. My high school principal like freaked out about a tornado. But so in that story, so yeah, after about 5 hours, I was watching it. I was commenting back on, you know, all the comments that were coming in because it was doing really well with my base following. And then all of a sudden, after like 5 hours, the hashtag just started working. And I checked it this morning and it was over 20,000 hashtag impressions. And then I checked the one from before that I had posted, deleted, and then reposted, which again, I'm not vouching for because I don't think Instagram likes you to delete things, but I just really wanted to test that post again. That one is over 900, which is still very low, but at least they kicked in. So basically all that means is that I experienced the algorithm getting more competitive. And this is great news when you know how to respond correctly. So basically what happened is it was like, okay, it took longer for my engaged base of followers to get it to work on hashtags. That's how it works. And that's something that I talk about in the masterclass. So if you guys really want to understand the algorithm, because when you understand the algorithm, you don't freak out to it. You're just like, okay, it's an algorithm that tries to detect the best content. That's like literally all it is. So that's like always the way to fix it is to have better content, which is easier said than done. And I promise you guys, I know I keep saying have better content. Next episode is going to be on tips on how to just have better content instantly. In fact, I'm going to do a post today on my Instagram on 3 tips on how to have better content. And then next week's podcast, I'm just going to go super in depth into it. So keep listening. To actually have better content, like some little tweaks that you can do. but it was taking longer for my initial engagement to get hashtags to work. That's all that was happening. So it's nothing to freak out about, but you can say, you can have 2 reactions. You can say, oh no, Instagram's making it harder for posts to go viral. Or you could think, oh cool, Instagram is making it harder for posts to go viral for everyone, because everyone is always affected the exact same way from the algorithm, which means because I know this and other people aren't going to level up their content, but I will level up my content however I need to, that gives me an advantage over them. Because we are the first to know about it and the first to adapt and respond without freaking out, okay? Without freaking out, then we deserve to be the winners in this algorithm change. It's like Bill Belichick. Every time the rule book changes, it benefits him because all of the other coaches in the NFL, they react when the rule books change. Oh, what? I don't like that rule. That affects us. No, it doesn't. If it affects everyone the same way. But because Bill Belichick knows the rules, okay, you can see him like last week, he took advantage of a rule where he had a 2-minute runoff because like he run off 2 minutes of the clock in one play or, you know, before running a play. You'll have to look it up how he did it. But he just knows the rules and he's playing by the rules. If you know Instagram's rules and you can play by those rules and not complain about them, then we can play by the rules better than other people, but do things that are like, ooh, that still works. That still works by the rules and it plays. And that's how we adapt. And that's how every single change that happens is beneficial to Instagram marketing pros. Okay, every single change, no matter what happens. Why would that be beneficial? Oh, it's harder to get hashtags to work. That means that it's harder for everyone to work, which means that if I am able to get hashtags to work, then I will have less competition among the other posts that are going viral on those hashtags. So because Instagram's algorithm is getting more competitive to rank on, as long as I can keep up with my content while others fail to do so, I will have less contest for my post to go viral so that when it does go viral, it will go more viral than it used to. Okay. That means that when it gets more competitive, that when it does work, your post will go more viral than it has before. So it's basically just favoring higher content more. It's like, all right, we're going to give, you know, more reach to higher content and lower reach to lower content. That's all that happens when the algorithm changes. So don't think that it's affecting you if you can adapt to it. And by the way, guys, your content always has to be getting better, because that's the only way to keep up. As people's minds get more used to seeing better content, you have to put out better content. That's why, like, investing in the new iPhone, if you are a content creator, is actually a really good idea, because you will be the first to adapt people's eyeballs to the new quality of camera out there. You can go back to any company's Instagram page, or literally any influencer, and go back to their first Instagram post, and you'll be like, dang, cameras sucked back then. And it's just because cameras get better, people's eyes just naturally get accustomed to better and better content. It's like when you see a new movie, and then in 20 years, it looks like a very old movie, even though when it came out, it looked amazing. We just get, you know, more accustomed to new special effects. So it gets harder and harder to keep up. So don't freak out, guys. Just come out with better content. I know it's easier said than done, but I will be giving you some content tips next week. And go check out my Instagram masterclass to truly level yourself up as quick as possible. Number one was by far what we're going to spend the most time on. Respond correctly when the algorithm changes. It is only good. There are only good changes that happen, and it gets more competitive. It doesn't change. It just favors better content than it used to. So you got to keep up. Number two is have shareable content. The algorithm doesn't matter when it comes down to someone sharing your post. You will always have a viral nature to your posts, regardless of what happens with the algorithm, if it is shareable content. Again, easier said than done, but download my viral posting guide, tinyurl.com/IGMviral, or I will link it in the description if you want every one of my little posting strategies. Maybe not all of them, but, you know, most of them. And those should really help you out for making it more shareable. But something that you should ask yourself when determining if you have shareable content is the photo or video itself shareable? And is the caption by itself shareable? These are two qualifications to ask yourself. And a lot of times people have a piece of content where, let's say it's like a selfie, all right? So it's just a selfie as the picture. And then when you go to the caption, then there's an inspirational caption. But the thing is the two together make a viral post. However, because your selfie doesn't get people's engagement and attention enough, they don't even read your caption. You have to know that. If the content isn't likable, they won't read the caption at all. So you want to have more. Like, if you're going to do, like, in that case, a picture of you and an inspirational message, you have to have part of your message on the piece of content itself. Okay, part of your message, like the most quotable part, should be on that piece of content, so that if someone only saw the photo and didn't read the caption, which a plenty of people do, then it still has a chance to get liked. Or if they do read the caption, and because they liked the piece of content enough, however, they didn't actually, like, physically like it, and then the caption is really good, then that sends them over the edge, and then you earn their like. So you want both to be viral pieces of content, but think, like, why would someone share this? And, like, unfortunately for me, like, when I put out a piece of content, like, here's to give you some insight onto, like, what does shareable content mean. When I put out a piece of content that is pure education, even though it's more valuable, it doesn't always do that well on Instagram. However, when I do, like, a funny meme that is a funny meme on the post, and then I'm educational in my caption, I get more likes. And it's because people are more likely to share humor than a random tip that might not be, you know, useful to their friend. Like, if I shared a very advanced tip on Instagram, those of you that like that advanced tip will like it. Those of you who it doesn't pertain to won't like it. And very few of you will share it, because you don't really know someone who also would benefit from that advanced tip. So that's why sometimes I have to be kind of general with what I post on Instagram to actually get likes, because if I give out specific information, it might not pertain to some of you and it doesn't do that well. So just giving you an example there of like, you know, look at your past track record and see what's gotten shared. But everything I teach comes from being able to effectively put yourself in your followers or your customers' shoes, okay? And that's going to be all marketing, is the ability to effectively put yourself in your customers' shoes. So why would they share your content? When you can answer that question, that is another way to algorithm-proof yourself. And number three way is to be known off of Instagram, okay? It's basically like, obviously, Jennifer Aniston is killing it right now. Like, it has nothing to do with her Instagram game being something to learn from. She just is Jennifer Aniston, right? Now, I know you're not going to take it to that level. You know, very, very few of us will ever get to her level of stardom. But if your followers know who you are off the platform or know you for something, they will naturally have a top-of-mind awareness of you off the platform, which will naturally help your engagement on the platform, because they may just like your photo, even if they don't like it, just because they know who you are. That's why I have a pretty good engagement over at IGM Secrets, because a lot of you probably feel like you know me if you've listened to all the podcast episodes, because I do let a lot of my characters show on the show, right? I really like try to just be myself, and some of you probably feel like you know me because you've listened to so many episodes. So nice to actually meet you. I guess I'm not still meeting you. I've probably met a lot of you though, just over the time that we've been podcasting here. But because you know me off of Instagram, it naturally just helps me gain your likes on Instagram, and it might just naturally keep you checking up on me. So how can you be known off of Instagram? Obviously, they have to follow you in other places. This is perfect timing to just bring up my webinar again, guys, because I go over three strategies in it. And the first one is a way to take your Instagram traffic and then instantly populate them across all different social media platforms, okay? And also gain new followers at the same time. It's like the most effective Instagram strategy that I've ever done. By far the most effective Instagram strategy. And it's a strategy that I've taught to some people that, such as one guy, Pluck a Duck. He did over $53,000 worth of sales with this process, because it doesn't only populate them elsewhere, we're also going to sell them stuff in the same time. So if you want to know my number one Instagram strategy and my number two and three Instagram strategy, that's what the masterclass is. It's the three strategies that you actually have to understand if you're going to be successful at Instagram. So if you want to be known off Instagram, you got to be followed off of Instagram. And the strategies that you will learn in this webinar will boost that skill more so than any 1 hour piece of content on the web right now. I guarantee it. Okay. I know sometimes I toot my own horn because I am confident in myself, and you guys need to be that same way to actually be successful. You do have to be confident in yourself, but I am telling you that if you like my material, you will absolutely love this masterclass. So again, guys, it's igmsecrets.com/masterclass, and make sure you have an hour set aside. So don't start the webinar unless you have an hour ready to go. Get a coffee, get a pen and paper, and think, guys, if you spend an hour committed to really leveling yourself up at Instagram this weekend, what could it potentially do for the rest of your life? What if you did 1 hour less of football this weekend, or 1 hour less of Netflix, and instead spent it on 1 hour learning the social media that you know you need to know? What would that potentially do for your life if you actually were able to gain a new skill this weekend? So I will see you guys in the masterclass, and I will talk to you guys soon.